We have to pray with our eyes on God, not on the difficulties. Hi, this is John Kopp. Welcome to another Truth in Real Life moment, brought to you by Kids for Truth. Oswald Chambers was born into a pastor's household in Aberdeen, Scotland on July 24, 1874. When he was in his teens, after hearing Charles Spurgeon preach, Oswald was walking home with his father. He told his father that, had he been given the opportunity that morning, he would have trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. His father stopped walking and led him to the Savior right there on the sidewalk. At first, Chambers had no plans to enter the ministry. Instead, he studied at the Kensington School of Art, and then he attended the University of Edinburgh, where he studied fine arts and archaeology. While in college, he felt called to the ministry and transferred to a school where he could study the Bible. Unfortunately, he became bored with the Bible and thought it was dull. He did not feel that God was really with him anymore. He would continue to feel this way for 4 long years before discovering his true problem. What was wrong with Oswald Chambers? He realized that he had been seeking God's blessing and power so that he could live a happy and wonderful life, not so that he could please God. Once he realized this total selfishness, his attitude changed, and he began growing in his love for Jesus Christ and the Bible again. He traveled the world and told everyone about the gospel. He started a school and shared many wonderful devotionals wherever he was invited to speak. His wife took careful notes on each of his devotionals and made the decision to publish them into a book after Oswald Chambers died. The book is titled, My Utmost for His Highest. Thousands have grown closer to God with the help of this God-centered book. Do you enjoy your Bible reading? Or do you find it boring? What might be wrong with your heart's priorities? Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, God of hosts. Thanks for listening. We at Kids for Truth believe that truth can change your life today. For more great resources, visit us online at kidsfortruth.com. That's kids, the number 4, truth.com.